Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think you can safely say now that the Kansas City Chiefs are a dynasty. They win their third Super Bowl behind Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, who is that guy now, and their second straight, which hasn't happened back-to-back for almost, 20 years when Tom Brady and the Patriots did it. But, Steve, the thing that I left with, there's a couple of thoughts, one on the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan in just a minute, but I'd say initially this is the worst Kansas City Chiefs team. Not defensively, they're really, really good on defense, and that's a big part of why they win. But certainly the cast around Patrick Mahomes was the least talented, productive, you know, all that stuff.
Least consistent, I would say, for
consistent,
sure.
Consistent, yeah, that's a good word for it. So he did more in this Super Bowl, in this run that he made, because you remember at Christmas, I mean, they got, waxed by the Las Vegas Raiders, and they looked like they didn't have a clue, and the season just wasn't going to make it. Even if they made it to the postseason, they weren't going to last very long. But they took that group of players, same guys, and Patrick Mahomes kind of put them on his back. The defense certainly was elite. They did their job, and they win again, and it was stunning just how efficient he was when he needed to make a play with his legs. He did so in overtime and at the end of regulation when he needed a big throw, when he needed a conversion on third down, fourth down. I mean, they did everything you need to do to kind of put a team on your back. And that's the definition of, you know, the iconic quarterback. I mean, and he's got the numbers to prove it. He's 28 years old. He's won 3 Super Bowls. There's only been a handful of players that have won that many in the history of the NFL. And I don't think he's slowing down. I mean, this guy is going to be, you know, relevant and in these games for a very, very long time. I think the Chiefs will get even better. But I think when we all take a step back, we'll realize how great Patrick Mahomes is, and we don't know the rest of the story yet. And it might just be one of those things where, you know what, a lot of people lost to Tom Brady, a lot of good quarterbacks, a lot of good teams and good coaches. Eli Manning got him a couple times. Nick Foles got him once with the Eagles. But I think that the 49ers missed a terrific chance. And let me tell you, Kyle Shanahan cannot win a big game to save his life. And that's a big story in this whole Super Bowl run.
I think there was a few things that stood out to me. And one was Kyle Shanahan had a rough day. And offensively, that game plan was – I'm not sure. He completely forgot the running game starting the second half.
After the first drive, when they ran it all the way down the field, I know that McCaffrey fumbled, but you never really got back into any kind of rhythm with that.
Yeah, in the adjustments at halftime, the Chiefs made them. I don't know what the Niners were adjusting to.
I don't know.
I think he had a rough day. I think Kansas City, while offensively it's the weakest team they've had, defensively they're phenomenal, and their special teams is incredible. And San Francisco's special teams was awful.
Your boy Jake Moody kind of cost them the game in a weird way, because he misses the extra point, which would have put him up 4. So that last drive that Kansas City had to send it in overtime, needing just a field goal, they may go for the touchdown. We don't know the end of the result of that, but nonetheless, that was a bad kick by Moody.
It was a bad kick, but there was also 3 hands that could have blocked it, which means they weren't blocking very well either.
Well, no, but it was low. He kicked the middle of that football.
It was low. Yes, it was.
So I'm not sure. Yeah, you're right. Anybody could have blocked it, but I just thought it was a bad kick. And then the ball, the punt that I'm sure, you know, they're yelling fire or whatever the call is when you have a short punt.
You can see McLeod yelling it.
He's trying to get him out of the way. It hits his teammate's foot, and then he has to try to recover it and can't.
Yep.
And that led to the Chiefs touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, and I thought their punter was better. Overall,
special teams.
Special teams. Kansas City held an advantage, and that matters in big games. I didn't think San Francisco's was very good. But I didn't think Shanahan had a good game. I didn't think Purdy was great in the second half. I thought he wasn't seeing the field very well. He wasn't seeing blitzes coming until it was too late. He couldn't adjust to that. And you know, maybe some of it is, I don't know if they had enough hot reads in those when they were blitzing either.
Yeah, that last drive, you know, they had a chance, you know, to get in the end zone there. And mm-hmm. They're coming. I mean, you know, give Kansas City plenty of credit. They did not hold back. They brought the mm-hmm. house, and he got the ball batted down. But you're right. There wasn't any quick throws or right. a hot read or somewhere. There wasn't any answers, as Tom Moore would say. You know, you got to have an answer for these blitz. Mm-hmm. Whereas Mahomes did have an answer. Well, he was able to get the ball out quickly.
But every time San Francisco blitzed, their offensive line picked it up.
Yeah, they did a good job.
They never got a free rusher to Mahomes.
No. Uh-uh.
I mean, they had some sacks where the secondary covered and he had to hold it, and then they got to him.
Right.
But every time they blitzed, they didn't get home. That Kansas City did a tremendous job picking up the blitz in the second half.
Right.
And San Francisco did not. Didn't. Period. And that cost you the game. I mean, and let's talk about the overtime rules too. Like, yeah, Shanahan blew it. He blew it. You do not take the ball first.
Well,
they changed the rules since it used to be you always took it first because of touchdown one. They've right. changed that rule because of Kansas City mm-hmm. in the playoffs. And so mm-hmm. now, just like college, you want the ball second. Patrick Mahomes even said, I watched on ESPN. He goes, oh, we would have kicked the ball if we won the toss, because it helped us to know we had four downs.
Sure.
To make a first every different all the way down the field. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're playing a different way if you've got four downs. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I would say this. I think there might have been, and I haven't heard Kyle Shanahan's explanation for this just yet. I think there might have been a feeling that their defense had just been on the field for a good long while to give up the field goal to send it into overtime, and that maybe they didn't want to put their defense right back out there. That's the only thing that would make sense to me about that.
I can see that part of the argument, but I still want my offense to know I've got four down. Like, San Francisco went down the field, got to, what, the 10 or whatever it was, 15, wherever they were. It was close. Yeah. Like,
right.
to know that I have to go for it on fourth down or not, like, that impacts things. Like, that changes everything. Like, I don't want to settle for a field goal and then watch them go down the field and score a touchdown, which is what they did. I'd rather be the second one. If we don't win, we don't win. But
the game ends on fourth down, and right. you got to live with that, you know. But you at least know what you have.
You know, as Kansas City's running those plays in field goal territory, they know that, well, if we don't make this one, we can always kick it. But we're going to try to win it.
Yeah.
Like, they're at the advantage. I don't understand why Shanahan – I mean, if you want to say the defense tired part or whatever, okay. Maybe, but the competitive advantage is to kick, not to receive.
Yeah. Well, they were out-coached, that's for sure. They were mm-hmm. out-played, and they were out-quarterbacked. A lot of talk about Brock Purdy, and, you know, I actually think he's a really good quarterback, and I think it's too early to really judge him in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, is he Pat Mahomes? No, I don't think we're going to see another Patrick Mahomes. We didn't see Tom Brady for quite a while. You know, there was the Ben Roethlisbergers, and Eli won a couple, and mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, you know, did as well with Denver and Indianapolis. So there were guys along the way when Brady was playing. Right now, Mahomes doesn't have a peer. I mean, maybe one day it'll be Josh Allen, but he can't get to this game, you know, and he's in the AFC to boot. So there's really nobody, you know, on the NFC side. I like San Francisco, their talent, what they got around Brock Purdy, I think it's elite. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. Did he play up to the level that he needed to? No, because you look mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they scored 22 points, three of those come in overtime, you know? And
they scored 22 points, and they dominated the first half.
Yes.
Dominated. Yes.
Now, they had turnovers, though, and that's mm-hmm. that's what beat them, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned the special teams. You had that muff, and then you also had the fumble on the first drive.
Right.
Look, they hand the ball off, and they steamroll it right down the field behind Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
And yet he lost a fumble on the first drive, which absolutely kills you. You get no points. But after that, especially to start the second half, Shanahan just abandons the run. Yep. And I didn't understand why. Like, that was your advantage, was to keep the ball in McCaffrey's hands, then play action when the down and distance is in your favor. And it just looked like, you know, at one point, and I know they had some penalties early to start the second half, but they threw the ball six straight times coming out of the locker room. It's like, what are you doing? You know, like it didn't make sense to me. And yeah, so you run it and you get 1 yard, or it's second and nine. Okay, run it again. Like, give your running game a chance. There's a certain physicality that you bring against that defense that, you know that if Spagnuolo gets the third down, he's going to bring the house. So, I mean, at some point, you know, you've just got to put the ball in the hands of your best playmaker, which is McCaffrey, but they got away from it. Then they got back to it a little bit, and it worked for a while. They took the lead, and you know, but not the way they needed to. They needed a touchdown. And so now Shanahan, if you think about Kyle, you got to go back to when he was the offensive coordinator against Atlanta. You can't dismiss that. He's in the Super Bowl. He's got a 28-3 lead, and he can't salt that thing away. And you say, well, what about Atlanta's defense? They gave up all those points down. Yeah, they did. No question about it. But you could have shortened the game. I was there. And, you know, he's got an easy field goal to go up two scores. Not an easy field goal, but about a 50-yarder for Matt Bryant to go up two scores against the New England Patriots late in the fourth quarter, where they're just not going to have enough possessions. And instead, on third down, he calls a pass play. Matt Ryan gets sacked. Now you can't kick the field goal, and the comeback is on. You know, in this game, like, man, you got to score points. You know, you knew the Chiefs weren't going to score a lot. They have a really good defense, but they've not been running up big scores in this postseason, and you just couldn't get it done. And that's I feel bad for John Lynch. I know how much they poured into this team. I know how much that you know, this is the second loss now to the Chiefs in the last 4 years by San Francisco. I thought their defense played really well for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing was they had a breakdown on that last play, and I thought it was good of Andy Reid to just, you know, he had timeouts to just let that clock run and go to the next quarter, because I think it caused, in a weird way, I think it helped cause a coverage bust on that last play where the guy was just absolutely wide ass open, and it's an easy touchdown pass for Mahomes, and that's it. The confetti starts to fall. So. Just a, you know, Andy Reid, who, you know, wasn't that different from Kyle Shanahan in that he was with the Eagles all those years. They had four NFC championship games. They only won one. They went to the Super Bowl and they lost. And he was the guy who couldn't get over the hump that lost the big one. And that's very much like Kyle Shanahan is right now.
No question about it. And, you know, Kyle may get to that point, but so far he's had some struggles like Andy Reid did beforehand. And now Andy Reid's what, been to six straight AFC championships, four Super Bowls, and won three of them.
It's great. It's crazy. And it helps that he got Patrick Mahomes. Now, let me ask you this, though. Andy Reid had to leave Philadelphia. He was sent away. They went another direction, all those things. So, you know, I don't know what Jed York and those guys will think when this is all said and done. But I'd have to have a real conversation, and I think that, you know, Shanahan's done great things in terms of winning the division, you know, getting to this game, getting to the NFC Championship game as many times as they have. But if you can't get that Super Bowl, right, because it's hard to get here. And here's the thing. We don't – you know, what's amazing about Kansas City right now is they went 50 years between Super Bowls, and now they've won what, four out of five?
Three out of four.
Or three out of five?
Three out of five, yeah.
Yeah, three out of five, and which makes them a dynasty by any definition. So, you know, for all that gap time, you're San Francisco and you're a storied franchise that, you know, had won five trips to the Super Bowl, won five, all five of them when you went. Could have gone more, lost some championship games in there back in the day with Steve Young and Joe Montana. But then you get back in that game, you know, with Jim Harbaugh and he loses to his brother John and the Baltimore Ravens and Joe Flacco and all that, and then you get back to it twice more and you lose those games. You know, there's no guarantee you could go a long time before you get back here again. I think they have a really good team. They still have a bunch of good players, and we'll see how good Brock Purdy, how far he can take them. But at some point, I wonder if the York family, you know, and I know they've extended both you know, him and John Lynch. But I wonder if they won't look at it and go, hey, we don't think Kyle can get us there, you know? And it probably won't happen this year, and maybe it shouldn't, but how many times can you get to this game and not win it? It's tough.
It is, and I don't think they'll do anything drastic at this point.
Probably not.
You know, I haven't looked at it, but someone mentioned that they have a lot of players that are up contract-wise.
Yes, it's going to be difficult to keep that team together.
You know, this was their best shot, maybe,
yep.
for you know, compared to last year or next year, that this was the shot you needed to win. But, I don't see them making a change yet, but tell me what happens next year.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and just how patient do they want to be? I mean, you know, getting back there, what, three times now in the last decade, that's not easy to do either.
It's really hard to get there, and it's really hard when you lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, immediately, I'll always tell this story because it was so it's so vivid to me. Being in San Diego, 2002 season, it was January 2003, when the Buccaneers were going to play in their Super Bowl and, you know, against the then Oakland Raiders. And I sat down with Rich McKay, probably Wednesday or Thursday, and we were talking about, you know, how the whole franchise is our first trip to the Super Bowl and just like the journey that the whole franchise had been under. And, of course, it was John Gruden's first year and all of that. And he looked at me and he goes, you know what, when you get here, you have to win this game. He goes, because I promise you, you're not going to want to see them advertising for those hats and T-shirts for the next 6 months of the team that wins. And as soon as this game was over, the first commercial was, hey, Kansas City fans, get your Super Bowl hats and T-shirts worn by the players. And you're going to see that for the next 6 months. And somewhere there's the replica of that, you know, for the 49ers that'll be sent to some third world country that nobody can ever open the boxes until they get there. But it's so hard to get there. And yet the 49ers have done a nice job of making it to this game, but man, to not be able to finish the deal is just really tough.
It's tough. And the amount of teams that lose a Super Bowl and get back is not large.
No, on the contrary, I think, you know, it's just as hard for anybody to get back to the Super Bowl. I think sometimes when you lose, you know, people don't keep track of that very often. They're like, well, how many teams that win make it the next year and all this? Hey, if you lose, I think it's as tough or tougher, you know, because, you know, you didn't get to go home with the prize. And you know how what it took you to climb that mountain. So there's just as much a hangover effect, I think, on the team that loses, if not more so. And that's going to be the 49ers' case now.
And even last time the Chiefs lost, which was to the Bucs, they didn't go the next year.
No, they did not.
Now, they've been last two since, but...
Yeah. And so now, you know, and it's inevitable. I wrote about this in the Sunday's Tampa Bay Times and on TampaBay.com. You know, how fast does Mahomes go from Super Bowl hero to GOAT, right? Like, the greatest of all time. I heard people before this game declaring that, well, yeah, Tom Brady has won seven. And this seems a little, like, ridiculous just on its surface. But yeah, Tom won seven, but Tom could not do what Mahomes does. I already know who the greatest of all time is. I'm watching him right now. Nobody can play the position the way Mahomes plays it. And he's got three Super Bowls already, and he's only 28 years old, and the only ones to ever do that, you know, And you know, talk about Montana, you can talk about Tom Brady, but you know, basically there's very few players that could ever do that. And they're already convinced that Mahomes is better than Brady, and I don't care if he wins another Super Bowl or not. I know he's the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not ready to give them that just yet, you know.
I'm not gonna give him the greatest of all time. Does he play the game differently than Brady?
Absolutely.
And is he elite? And is he played it this way better than anyone ever has in the past? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could he become the GOAT? Yes.
Has enough time. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, people say, well, he's never done what Mahomes has done with the talent. I'm sorry, Brady's receivers for much of his career were pretty weak.
They were pretty
much
pedestrian.
Like Kansas City's.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, he had Gronk, but he got Kelsey.
There you go.
You know, a good defense, good special teams, and
very
manage
similar.
The offense. I mean, that's kind of what Mahomes has done this year.
Great head coach, Bill Belichick. Great head coach, Andy Reid, who's right behind Belichick.
No question about it. I don't think – look, can you start – like, if you want to say Mahomes is purely a better quarterback on the eye test. Okay, you can say that, but part of being the GOAT is numbers and stats and longevity in that. And Mahomes isn't there yet.
Right. He hasn't won as many. I think it matters if one guy has seven and you have three. Now, he played till he was 45. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes may not. But then again, he may. You know, like, we don't know what the future holds. We just know it's pretty damn bright. You know,
he may not need to get to 45 to get seven. Who knows?
No, exactly. One of the first things that Mahomes said, and this was so, I don't know, I wasn't expecting it. I was taken aback by it, is that he got up there in the podium. They're asking about winning and, you know, one back-to-back and hadn't been 20 years. And he goes, yeah, and we're not done yet. I thought, look, okay, you literally just won the Super Bowl. You don't have to predict the three-peat just yet, right? Like, just take a minute to enjoy what you've accomplished. But he's like, we're not done yet.
But, you know, Tom Brady the next morning was already planning the next season.
He
won the Super Bowl with the Bucs. I mean, that's what the great ones do.
Yeah, no, they were like, you know, I think Kansas City was, let's run it back. The Bucs were going for two. You know, we're going to go for two. And they didn't, or they tried to go for two. They didn't make it, but really hard to do, man, to win back-to-back anything, much less Super Bowls. Just so impressed with, you know, how the evolution of Mahomes, who you think of as this, you know, sort of great athlete, like, you know, incredible arm, knack, flair, you know, flair for the dramatic, no-look passes, throwing it left-handed, mm-hmm. like anything it takes, and just unlike many quarterbacks you've seen. And yet, this past year, he has taken care of the football. He has been patient and taken what defenses has given him. He's allowed the defense to carry the day. Just it's been all about winning. It's not been about numbers for Mahomes, although, you know, he has good numbers. It's not been about anything but how do we win with this team. And the strength of this team is their defense, and he's let that work for him to his advantage. So the maturity and the evolution of this guy is sort of Brady-esque. You know, Brady early on when he was winning Super Bowls was good and borderline great at times.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't the reason necessarily that they had the best team. Like, their defense was crazy. He didn't have crazy wild numbers. He didn't throw for 400 yards in every Super Bowl. But he was, you know, he was a clutch player. He made big throws when he needed to, all of that. But he evolved to somebody who could do a lot, hell of a lot more, and make people around him better, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of was the process. But, you know, Mahomes is already at this point where he can win a lot of different ways, you know, and winning is the common denominator with him. And he's usually going to make a play that's going to be the reason they win. But it was something to see. This was just a different Mahomes this year. This was a more in control, get the big picture, you know, won't be denied, and then made a incredible turnaround after, you know, a really bad losing streak. Nobody really necessarily thought that if they got in the postseason and they had to go on the road for every single game, including at Baltimore, that they would make it here, much less win the game. So, hey, you know, hats off to him, man. This was impressive stuff. This is rare stuff we're seeing right now. Like, it's rare.
No question about it. And just the evolution of Patrick Mahomes going back to high school. Do you know who the highest-rated quarterback on the field this evening was?
Probably that wide receiver that threw a touchdown,
yes,
right?
Juwan Jennings. He was a four-star
recruit.
Who was
going to be the MVP if San Francisco won. He threw a touchdown, and he caught one, and he's not even one of their top three receivers.
Yeah. But, yeah, he was a four-star recruit coming out. So,
is he a Michigan kid?
No.
I didn't know where he went to school, but
I don't remember.
I know they mentioned that he threw some passes when he was in college, so I wasn't sure exactly where he went. I have to look that up. But he was well on his way to being the MVP. In fact, I never heard them, and I'm sure it's up by now. I would think it's Mahomes, but I had not heard them say who the MVP of the game was, because sometimes
it was Mahomes. It was Mahomes.
It was.
And Jennings played at Tennessee.
Tennessee. That's right. I did hear that during the broadcast. Yep. Yeah. And he threw a touchdown there, I believe, in his career, because they were talking about that. Yeah.
Also, congrats to Marquez Valdez-Scantling,
uh-huh.
the first USF Bull to score in a Super Bowl.
How about that?
But let me give you a better stat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that I believe USF is now the 144th school to score in the Super Bowl, to have a player score?
Oh, wow.
You know what school has never had a player score in the Super Bowl?
Arkansas State.
Alabama.
I don't know. Alabama?
Has never scored in the Super Bowl. Now, throwing a pass is not considered scoring a touchdown.
Oh, that doesn't count. You're talking about catching or running.
Right. Okay. It's for official records to score a touchdown. It's the person who scores it. Runs it in, catches the ball. So, like, when Joe Namath threw a pass, touchdown pass, that didn't count.
Sure.
But Alabama has never scored a point in the Super Bowl officially. No field goal kicker.
That's crazy.
The Coast Guard has scored a point.
The Coast Guard?
Yes, 1 point in the Super Bowl history.
I love it.
But that's Alabama crazy. Is not now. USF is ahead of Alabama there.
As it should be. You know? Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Yeah, that was a big touchdown. Those receivers, mm-hmm. you know, they took it on the chin, and rightfully so early on. They dropped mm-hmm. a lot of passes. Mahomes got visibly upset with them, but he said, hey, look, man, they're who we had. And he goes, if you watched them at practice, I knew they were putting in work. They're catching all these balls after practice. He goes, I couldn't, you know, really fault them for, you know, working hard at it, and they got better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin Watson wins a Super Bowl ring. How about Donovan Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Wins another Super Bowl ring. He got absolutely obliterated early on in the first half. He got beat for a couple sacks. You know, he was off to a terrible start, but he wins another ring. They also have, let's see, they had a safety as well.
Mike Edwards.
Former Buck Mike Edwards made a big play in the game too. So he was mm-hmm. he's also on that team. So, yeah, some Tampa Bay flavor. Guys that will be winning their second Super Bowls, which is really something and hard to do. So, yeah, just kind of a – I mean, if you know, would Kansas City have been one of the teams if I had to be nailed down to 4 to 6 teams that really legitimately could win the Super Bowl? Yeah, probably. But if you had told me after the way I saw them play, say, the beginning of December, that they were going to win the Super Bowl, I said, you're nuts. Because that team did not have enough around it. As good as they were on defense, they just didn't seem to have enough to score points.
Mm-hmm.
And but they didn't score a lot of points, but they won the game.
Never count out that quarterback or that coach.
I'm telling you, man.
The adjustments Andy Reid made throughout the season, in the postseason, in this game.
Yeah.
Like the protections, like the tackles were getting beat left and right. Did Mahomes have as much pressure in the second half? Nope.
No.
He made tremendous adjustments to compensate for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... I mean, Andy Reid, he's probably the best coach in the league. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I mean, now Belichick and Carroll are not there.
I'll tell you what, he if he coaches till he's 70, and I think he will, he's mm-hmm. 65 now, and Mahomes is his guy, he very likely now has a really good shot at becoming the all-time winningest head coach in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, assuming Bill Belichick didn't come back and coach another 5 years or something, he could really catch Belichick. Without much difficulty, if he coaches till he's 70, which
I don't know the amount of wins Belichick's had the last few years. If he comes back, it would take him a while to.
Well, yeah, that's true. but I think that Andy gets lost in the weeds when people talk about the greatest coaches of all time. Not anymore, mm-hmm. and it's still again he and we talk about Shanahan. He's the guy that, you know, 4 NFC Championship games, 1 Super Bowl, never got it done. And so. You know, this has completely flipped his legacy on its ear. Hall of Famer, no doubt, but also married up to arguably one of the greatest, and some say the greatest quarterback mm-hmm. who ever lived in Patrick Mahomes, who's still only 28 years old.
Well, and unlike Brady in that regard, they traded up to get Patrick Mahomes. So they saw something in him.
They did.
You know, Brady mm-hmm. was kind of a lucky, you know, I mean,
sure, they drafted passed on sixth round, 199. Times, you know?
I mean, yeah. You know, that's... But Mahomes, they traded up to get him.
Yeah, they got him in the first round and you know.
And then sat him for a year.
Which I think was also smart behind Alex Smith, who was a really good quarterback, and it was consistently getting him to the postseason. But he learned a lot from Alex. He played just one game as a rookie, and the next year he threw 50 touchdowns. So, you know, his first year as a starter. I mean, his numbers are stupid. He's a special, special talent, there's no doubt. And now he's got 3 Lombardi trophies, and he said he wants to work on 4. He thinks they can get it, a three-peat in the NFL. It's just absolutely nuts. But tell you what, no one's gonna put a ton of money against him anymore. I don't know who gambles. I don't gamble, but a lot of money is wagered on these games, and they had this chip on their shoulder because they were always the underdog, and that played well. But, man, I don't know how you could ever bet against Patrick Mahomes from here on out because – he's just too damn clutch, you know, and he does it you know, like, he, you know, with his feet. I mean, that run, you know, with 2 minutes to go in overtime, it, that kept the drive alive was incredible. Then he checks it down to Kelsey. I thought he was going to score, so he gets the first down. And they let the clock run down, and then, of course, they score the touchdown, and that's all there is.
So. I thought that fourth down play that he ran it
was excellent.
I called that. I mean, I was like, I can't believe San Francisco wasn't ready for that. Like,
well, and they had like the one where they had Kelsey kind of in the flat, and he just pulls it down.
Yeah, the fourth down where it was like fourth and one.
Yeah.
And you know they sent everybody one way. He goes and you know it was wide open for him to run. I was like, how do you not prepare for that? Like, how many times have you seen Mahomes in a critical position late in the game? He takes off. Like,
yeah, he's very athletic and
like, they don't run him a lot during games. But in those situations, he runs a lot more than he doesn't.
Yeah, and if you don't have the eyes on him, if your back's turned to him and you don't watch him, then you're in trouble. He's very fleet of foot and knows where to go to get the first down and all that. So, yeah, congratulations, man. It's Mahomes just after the game laying, rolling around on the sideline. I mean, it was an unbelievable celebration. Andy Reid getting dunked with purple Gatorade. If you had that in a prop bet, that was the color blue or purple. I'm not sure which. Our boy Scantling with 3 catches for 20 yards. Kelsey got off to a slow start, had only 1 catch in the first yard, finished with 9 for 93. And they did a pretty good job against Pacheco, who only ran for 59 yards. But, yeah, overall, just, you know, wow. What a run that the Chiefs are on with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It's just incredible. All right, we got more to talk about, but first I want to remind you guys that for the past 14 years, the skilled pros of May Electric Solar, they've been installing solar energy systems in Florida. Now, they provide the most reliable solar equipment, the best installation methods, and service while helping homeowners cut energy costs with an environmentally friendly investment. Now May Electric Solar uses their own skilled employees, never subcontractors, and they've always offered the safest and most reliable equipment. Now May Electric Solar offers a 30-year no-cost equipment replacement and labor warranty. That means for 30 years, May Electric Solar, backed by Solar Insure, means that your roof, your electrical, and equipment replacement is all covered. Solar Insure even survives May Electric Solar. It's owned by the homeowner with no deductibles or additional fees. Now, this policy will transfer to new homeowners with no fee. It's not a blanket insurance policy. In fact, only the best contractors are allowed to be part of this program. May Electric Solar's reputation and history of workmanship has earned them this membership. To learn more about May Electric Solar's installation and their 30-year warranty, call 727-819-2862 or visit mayelectricsolar.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, Lightning with a big win over the weekend. They finally get one on the road, win over Columbus, so that was big. And then in town, the biggest thing going on, sort of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, the Savannah Bananas. You had a chance to see that act?
I went Saturday afternoon. It is 2 hours of organized baseball chaos. It was fun, but it's... there's a lot going on all at once. It's kind of like the circus or Harlem Globetrotters, and it's just nonstop for two hours. I mean, they basically set a clock for 2 hours, and that's what the game goes. It was in the ninth inning when it hit 2 hours, so they kept playing through that. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, what the show they put on is tremendous. It was 3 sellouts at Steinbrenner Field. My kids loved it. They went last year. I didn't get a chance to go last year, so I got to go this year. But It's really incredible, the show they put on and the excitement and the energy and players signing autographs all game long and after the game. And it's all done for the fans. I mean, they really, every little detail is accounted for, and they're making circus catches and throws, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, if you want to see real baseball, don't go there. That's not what it is. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, and my kids loved it. And well done. And it's the second year in a row it's been here on their world tour. This kicked off their world tour this year. So as Tampa kicks off a lot of world tours lately.
They do. Yeah. It was well received. And then, but, you know, even to put on those kind of acts, they got to have some pretty good baseball players and baseball backgrounds, too. I mean, these guys can actually play a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are minor league players that never made the show or whatever. I mean, they've got a lot of skill. I thought, you know, in the field, I thought they were really talented. I think their bats are probably where most of them didn't make the show. I mean, you know, the guys that are pitching aren't throwing hard.
Right.
And they're still hitting it right to where people are and stuff. So there wasn't a ton of offense, but.
Gotcha.
But it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, if you go in expecting to just see a show, it's tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting to see that for sure. One day I'll try to get over there and do that. So we've got plenty to talk about this week. Of course, more with the Bucks coaching situation as they go about trying to hire people and whatnot. The Combine's coming up. That's going to be here at the end of the month in February in Indianapolis. And so by that time, hopefully they'll have a better angle or idea anyway on what they're going to do with Baker Mayfield, who is set to hit free agency. So we can discuss his future as well. So lots to talk about. And then you can always send us your mailbag questions. We do those from time to time. And I'm sure there's people that have questions. You can do that on Twitter at SportsDayTB, or my Twitter is at NFL Stroud, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. Big win for the Kansas City Chiefs, your new NFL dynasty. And oh, by the way, Bucks fans, both Kansas City out there and home against San Francisco, both Super Bowl teams are on the Buccaneers 2024 schedule. So how about that? That'll be something to look forward to. For Steve Versnick, I'm Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.